He was set up by the deep state and the FBI. He got a call. We want to meet with you. There's some things to for the security of the country and for the future of the country we want to sit down and talk to you about. And as you know, he met this person in a park not too far from his home. And it turns out that this person was linked to the FBI. And Comey was the director of the FBI at the time. And that's what they do, Sarah. Unfortunately, the FBI got in a position of setting people up. Well, when the deep state infiltration of every aspect of our society when Donald Trump took office was ubiquitous. And in particular, if you look at the Justice Department, the Justice Department was corrupted. The sheriff, the FBI, was corrupted. The judicial system was corrupted. And many people say, what's taking so long? Look, he has to clean out the Justice Department. He has to clean out the FBI. He has to clean out the judicial system. Now,
cannabis is the fastest growing industry in the U.S. Don't miss out on all the fantastic opportunities that exist. I have three free tools for you to cash in on the wave. The 2020 Jobs Infographic, the free ebook on the 500 hottest jobs in the industry, and the CBD ebook. Look for the links below or at sarahwestall.com under shop. Remember, these are 100% free to you.
He was set up by the deep state and the FBI. He got a call. We want to meet with you. There's some things to for the security of the country and for the future of the country we want to sit down and talk to you about. And as you know, he met this person in a park not too far from his home. And this person, and if I say it on this, YouTube will shut the video down, but this individual brought forward a plan that would harm a political figure that was running for public office. And Paul was like, no, I'm out of here. But then Paul and the people he worked with did some background on the person who approached him and some background on who was behind that person. And it turns out that this person was linked to the FBI. And Comey was the director of the FBI at the time. And that's what they do, Sarah. Unfortunately, the FBI got in a position of setting people up, whether it was General Vallely, who luckily extricated himself from that person. He was probably one meeting away from them having enough stuff that they could fabricate to make him look like he was in collusion with them. Or whether it's General Flynn, or whether you look at the FISA process. I mean, General Flynn is a prime example. General Flynn, as I said, blew the whistle.
Well, General Flynn, the difference between General Flynn and Vallely is General Flynn, they took it one step farther, right? Because Trump was in office, they needed it. It was more urgent, it seems like. And so they took it farther and they moved on it. And now General Flynn's in a situation. And I know you've been covering it in detail, but can you give us what's happening right now with him? And people just need to understand this deep state, if they can't see it by watching this impeachment, I don't know what else they can. I mean, at some point, there's nothing you can do for people that are that ignorant and that clueless. I mean, it's just so obvious. It's a, like you call it the goat rodeo. I call it, it is. It's just a complete hoax. I have a hard time watching it because it's just so obvious. But give us the idea of what's happening with Flynn. And, you know, I'm not convinced, and I want to get into these indictments and stuff. I'm not convinced we're going to get anywhere. And I don't know. I'm really disillusioned. So tell us what's happening with Flynn.
Well, it's understandable you're disillusioned. And all of us are. All of us are. Because all you have to do is, as you mentioned, watch this impeachment goat rodeo, and you go, why is this even happening? This is nuts. And then,
yeah, why is it even happening?
Well,
how can we be so corrupt, this bad, that we're even in this position?
Well,
that's the problem. And then we have all these other things that I know are, you know, like the child blackmail and all. How can we be so bad at getting rid of criminals that we're in this position? You know, that's where the disillusionment comes in. But
the deep state, the deep state infiltration of every aspect of our society when Donald Trump took office was ubiquitous. And in particular, if you look at the Justice Department was corrupted. The sheriff, the FBI was corrupted. The judicial system was corrupted. And many people say, what's taking so long? Look, he has to clean out the Justice Department. He has to clean out the FBI. He has to clean out the judicial system. Now here, as I watch this impeachment goat rodeo, and as horrible and frustrating as it's been, I started to get emails last week of people saying, you know, I really thought you were all full of it when it came to this deep state thing and about the collusion and about the, but you know what? I watched just one day of it, and you're right. I'm sorry. And as frustrating it is for all of us who know the score and then watch this, it actually has been enlightening to a number of people that said, you know what? These kookalas out there that have been saying this stuff that I thought was conspiracy theory is in fact, it might be conspiracy, but it's reality.
Yeah, it's giving us some credibility. That is for sure. We are way more credible now than we had been.
And what gives me hope, Sarah, is that the people that are fighting, let me tell you something, and this is why the General Flynn case is so important. He and his brilliant, underlined brilliant attorney, Sidney Powell, are not just fighting for his freedom. They're fighting for every American's freedom. And you know that when you read every memorandum, every file that Sidney Powell puts forward on the court. You see, the deep state targeted Flynn because he knew where all the bodies were buried. And they could not have him in a position of power. They set him up. Donald Trump took office January 20th, 2017. Michael Flynn, General Flynn, became the national security advisor to President Trump on that same day. He stated that he was going to clean out the intelligence agencies and the military from all the backdoor, backhanded deals that had been created that was funneling money to places it shouldn't have been going. Where was it going? Deep state operatives. They needed to take him out. He also was the guy, as I mentioned previously, who blew the whistle on the weaponization of an arm of the deep state, ISIS, by the Obama administration. So what did they do? Their puppet, Comey, sent over Strzok and Patenka to just have a little talk with General Flynn. They set him up. January 24, 2017. When the FBI interviews somebody, immediately after, they fill out what are called 302 forms. And they have 5 days to file them in their Sentinel system. That means the 302 forms on General Flynn's interview, if you want to call it, on January 24th would have been filed January 29th, 2017. I wish I could tell you what that 302 form says, Sarah. I can't. Because it's, quote, missing, end quote. But
that's the problem.
It gets worse. It's not only missing. All of a sudden, when there's supposed to be one 302 form filled out. Right now, the original is missing, but there are four more. February 10th, February 11th, February 14th, and February 15th, all edited. To the things that he said are edited to things he didn't say to make him appear that he lied to the FBI. And this is why I have faith that heads are going to roll, because Sidney Powell and General Flynn just didn't take it. What do? They got those forms. And they realized they were edited. And they came to the realization, based on some other communications they got in hand, that they were edited by Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe. The forms that were used to prosecute, to lead to the plea of guilty by General Flynn were based on fraudulent information. And what has come out in the past 48 hours is his original attorney. Sidney Powell was not his original attorney. His original attorneys were from a firm called Covington. Who happens to be one of the partners in Covington? Eric Holder. Why would General Flynn have chosen Covington? It's because they were saying to him at the time, well, you know, you had written an article about a company in Turkey, and you had some affiliations with this company through the business arm you had. Well, you need to file something called a FARA form, a foreign agent, even though he wasn't paid by Turkey. He wasn't a foreign agent of Turkey. He had been reporting what he had been doing with that company to the Defense Intelligence Agency, where he formerly worked.
You know what the problem is? The problem is these deep state... Go ahead.
Covington said, you got to file these forms. When they filed the forms, Covington misrepresented. They lied on the forms. And rather than, and they set him up from the inside. And it was Sidney Powell that figured it out after General Flynn fired those people from Covington and brought Sidney in. Covington, and by the way, so when they lied on the forms, then they come back to General Flynn. They said, General Flynn, there was a problem with the forms. And, well, you know, yeah, we filled them out. But, you know, ultimately it was about you, so you're on the hook. And, well, if you want to get out of this, there's this plea that you lied to the FBI. His answer was, I don't think I lied to the FBI. Well, you know, here's the deal. They won't prosecute you. But what they'll do is just sign this that, yeah, you plead guilty because, well, they're saying that if you don't sign this guilty plea, they're going to come after your family, bankrupt your entire family, and send your kid to prison because they're going to try to do something to him.
Yeah, his attorneys were awful.
This is how the state works.
This is well, and you know what? What people don't realize is this is what's happening all over the country, probably the world, but all over the country is people's attorneys are not always in their favor, and there's stuff going on everywhere. And the problem is an average person can't be, you hire an attorney because you're not an expert in that area of all the games that can be played. Problem is we don't realize that attorney is playing those games. I believe that if you find out that your attorney is in on something, the whole thing is done. Done, and you. I mean, it's so fraudulent. The frustration is, not only should he be off, he should be paid damages by this legal organization, by the government, and these people should be going to prison. But that's not what happens. And that's, when are we going to clean this up? You know, when it gets to the indictments, are we ever going to get to these indictments? I think it's going to be shoved under the rug and we're just going to move on. That's where I'm starting to think. And I think that if we don't take care of this, I think it's going to escalate more and more. We're almost like this fusion bomb ready to go off in this country. If bad guys from both sides, you got to get them from both sides, make it a bipartisan bad guy takedown, and show the American people that we're serious about cleaning up this country. Because if you don't, I don't even know what we're saving if we don't.
I agree with you, Sarah, and it's beyond frustrating. And I understand your feeling that you don't think any of these indictments are going to happen. I believe they will. And I believe that because of the people. I consider Sidney Powell a friend. Sidney Powell is not going to back off. There's already blood in the water on the prosecutors. Within the past 24 hours, Sidney Powell filed a number of different motions, a motion to dismiss for egregious government misconduct and in the interest of justice, a supplemental motion to withdraw the plea of guilty and brief in support, where when you read these documents, she annihilates the prosecutors for lying.
She
annihilated the previous attorneys for what they did at Covington.
Yeah, put in a countersuit. Put in a counterclaim against them. Well, and also, do that, they should
and
be.
And she also put in a motion on January 14th, removing General Flynn's guilty plea. Now, Judge Sullivan, the judge, has a decision to make. He can either uphold the rule of law, and really, when you look at all this, when you look at the documents that have been filed, he should dismiss the case. And then he should charge the prosecutors with prosecutorial misconduct.
Exactly. If he doesn't, what does it say about that judge?
And if he doesn't, it means he upholds a political hit job instituted by the deep state, period. There's no other way around
it. He's crooked and he's worthless. He's he's incompetent and crooked, and he should be taken to task as well.
He
should be removed as a judge.
I agree with you, but that won't happen at the hands of the bought off lamestream fake media, but it will at the hands of the independent media, because we're not going to let this off the hook. So Sidney and General Flynn, people say, well, that's only two people. They can't take down the deep state by themselves. Well, let me tell you something. What happened last night? Up to January 7th, the prosecutors said, well, you know, General Flynn, he shouldn't serve any jail time. And then all of a sudden they came in when he started fighting back and they said, you know what? He should have between 0 and 6 months in prison. All of a sudden, now they're talking six months.
They want him to have something.
Guess what happened last night?
So that they can announce everywhere. What did they do last night?
Filed all these documents in the last 24 hours. And let me tell you something. The prosecutors are panicked. They're desperate. And their blood is in the water. And the first thing they did is say, oh, by the way, we think General Flynn should not have any jail time. And they're trying to do this. They're trying to do this to back Sidney and General Flynn off. And I don't think that's going to happen. And I also believe it's not going to happen with Durham. Everyone in the know that has access to Durham that I know believe that Durham is going to bring indictments forward.
I hope to God that's true, because if he doesn't, like you said, the Patriots, I know we talked before we came on, and that people are disillusioned. A lot of them are. And you gave a good point about they're watching mainstream media and hearing things, and it's screwing up it's messing with their mind. And maybe they shouldn't be watching some of that mainstream propaganda, because it is. Fox News is as well. But people are disillusioned. So if Durham comes forward with indictments, he moves forward with those, unseals them, takes on the deep state, takes down Hillary Clinton and her clowns, I'm telling you, it will be a new day and the sun will start to rise.
And I believe before you see the Clintons and the Obamas go down, I think you're going to see the middle level people go down. The Comeys, the Brennans, the Clappers, the Yates, the McCabes, the Strzok, the Pages. Those are the people you're going to see go down first. But I believe they're going to go down. And I also believe the FISA court is going to go down. Because remember, that IG report was devastating. It was, Sarah, for 32 years, I've been involved in healthcare policy and also other policy initiatives. I've read a lot of legislation, a lot of reports, a lot of information through the government. And I can tell you something, that IG report, I don't know of another, I've never experienced a report that was more devastating to an agency or a department in my life, and in particular, the FBI and the Department of Justice with the IG report. It was devastating. And it was also devastating to the FISA court. Because remember, here we go again, just like the FBI tried to set up Valerie, just as the FBI changed forms with General Flynn. They changed forms to get the initiation of those FISA applications and FISA.
They do whatever they want. They've become so brash. They just do whatever they want because they know that they felt that they were above the law and no one was ever going to do anything to them.
And the FISA,
and they're right if we don't,
has been part of the problem. And they come up for renewal March of 2020 that needs to be terminated. And here's why I say that. Because when all this hit with the IG report, the FISA court, Rosemary Collier, the head FISA court judge, said, well, we didn't realize this was happening. Devin Nunes stepped up and said, stop. In February 2018, I sent you information how the FBI and the Department of Justice was fraudulently using documents. You knew this. And her response on behalf of the FISA court to Nunes was, quote, trust the executive branch, end quote. But it goes deeper than that. And this is an article from Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, the investigative reporters, about Rosemary Collier. By the way, the IG report came out, what, December 9th? December 20th of 2019, who resigned as head of the FISA court? Rosemary Collier. For health reasons. Really? Let me give you a health reason. Okay, Sarah, here we go. From Fanning and Jones article. FISA judge Rosemary Collier's order destroy surveillance data collected on or before March 17th, 2017, the same date the hammer became public. The CIA FBI wiretap on Trump was exposed, and Schiff held a meeting on Trump wiretap claim. Senior U.S. District Judge Rosemary Collier, presiding judge of the U.S. Foreign Surveillance Court, on April 26, 2017, ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to destroy evidence of illegal domestic surveillance collected on or before March 17, 2017, the exact date at which the American report exposed John Brennan and James Clapper's use of the hammer to wire tap Donald Trump.
Wow.
You want a health reason?
Isn't that...
You want a health reason? There's your health reason.
Wow, that's smoking gun. That's pretty incredible. Okay, you have probably, I tell everybody this, you have the best guests on your show. You cover things that no one hears anywhere else. How can people learn more about your show and get, you know, become a member of your platform?
Well, thank you, Sarah. It's very kind. The show, the radio show, is free. Folks can stream it live at DaveJanda.com. It's every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. Go to DaveJanda.com, listen live right in the middle, hit that. It goes to Wham Talk 1600's feed. You hit the play button, you're on. In addition, we have podcasts of the show, which are available, which are part of our subscription platform. So DaveJanda.com, we have the public side, where we upload information on a regular basis, but we have the subscription side. And the subscription side of the podcast of the radio show and all the archives of the radio show back to its inception of October 2010, plus the extra shows we do, the WTF geopolitical show, where I bring information from my sources forward. That's part of the subscription platform. And our Insider Insight show, of which you've been a guest, where we bring folks forward to discuss issues that the bought-off lamestream fake media will not touch. This week, I have Bill Binney and Kirk Wiebe as my guests on the Insider Insight show, the two most foremost experts in the world on surveillance platforms. And they talk about big data, the FISA court, illegal surveillance, a fascinating discussion with them. So we have that there. Plus, we have our healthcare policy series and our contributing editor section all on the subscription side. Then I have a YouTube channel, which YouTube isn't very fond of, called Operation Freedom. So folks can go there. I'm not as prolific as you. I upload maybe two YouTube presentations a week. And then one of the things, and I hadn't discussed this with you, Sarah, there's another video platform that I'm going to start to use as well called dailymotion.com. They don't censor. It's like the Wild West. And I'm going to start posting things on dailymotion.com because with YouTube, I'm finding some things. View counts are suppressed. We're put down low in the searches. Of course, there's the whole demonetization thing. And, you know, as a content creator, I'm fed up with it. I know you are as well. And our IT people came to me and said, Dave, we've researched this. This is by far the best alternative platform to use. And I'm going to start using it.
Well, how many people are on that? Are the listeners shifting there? That's what I want to see. I want to get people using. Right.
Yeah. So I think the only way we're going to, yes, there are listeners there, but it's not to the magnitude of YouTube. But I think if we get a core group of us pushing stuff, having our own channels on that other platform, I think we'll see a significant increase in the number of people using that platform. And the key is this lack of censorship. Because there are words you and I can say that will automatically put this low in the search engines, depress view counts, right? And make it so that it's not monetized. There's certain content we can't bring forward. Now, you have the insight to have a website and a Patreon channel, and I've done it with my website and my subscriber channel. That's because there are certain things I can't say on the radio. If I say things on the radio, you know, there's this senior executive service level of the deep state. If I say things that they're in every agency to this day, if I say certain things on the radio, the senior executive service level people in the deep state at the FCC will shut down that radio station. We don't want that. There are certain things I can say on YouTube. Well, they'll cut that video. Example, one of the videos I did when it was on an issue we talked about earlier in this interview about Benghazi with Charles Woods and two whistleblowers. It was up for another number of months and then got taken down. We contacted. Why? That was our why? How about this? We were told in the video, we talk about a movie that was made about Benghazi. I'm not going to say its name, and you'll know why. We did not say it was good. We did not say it was bad. We didn't play any video clips from the movie. We didn't have any still clips from the movie. We just said that the movie existed and was made about Benghazi. We were told that someone from Warner Brothers was behind that interview being taken off YouTube because we mentioned the name of the movie.
Yeah, but you can. That's public information. It's your legal right.
Correct.
Huh.
But it was removed.
It's free
and
use.
That's the reason we were given.
It's free use. Okay.
But the real reason was the content we were talking
about. Yeah, exactly. Of course.
And that's what I'm tired of fighting.
Well, I'm going to check it out.
That's
too.
What I'm tired of.
I'm going to check out Daily Motion too. People need to check out your stuff. I mean, honestly, I learn a lot from your channel, and you have the best guests, so I really appreciate it. There's a few people.
And I do from you, Sarah.
There's a few people I follow, and you're one of them because I just need to get that information. And you got it. You got the best guests. You know, I work to get great guests too, but you got some good ones. So.
Well, no, Sarah, you're very kind. I think you're very too kind because you are one of the few people I follow as well. You're honest, you're hardworking, and you present great information that everyone needs to know. And I also know you take immense grief for doing so. And I thank you for putting up with that grief because many people would just throw up their hands and say, I tried.
Exactly. But we can't.
And I thank you for not only trying, but I thank you for doing and continuing to
do. Well, thank you. And until the next time we have you back on, thank you so much, Dave, for everything.
Thank you for everything, Sarah.